gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, June 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. I apologize for the technical difficulties we had yesterday. Automation computer completely died, shut us down for yesterday, so we had to repeat Monday's show. I apologize for that, but technology, you love it when it works and you absolutely hate it when it doesn't. But we got it all figured out. We got it back going thanks to Devin Lawrence, Dell Reynolds. Appreciate the engineers. And we're back rocking and rolling today. Speaking of today, there's an event going on that has been moved inside due to rainy weather down in Lansing. It's happening at 3 o'clock today. It's been moved to the Bogie Building. Bogie Tower, conference room on the first floor in Lansing. Critical election integrity event will begin at 3 p.m. The lineup of the speakers is a good friend. He's been on the show many times, Senator Jim Runstad of White Lake, former Secretary of State, current Senator Ruth Johnson, Republican Senator Jonathan Lindsay, former county clerk, Republican State Representative Ann Bolin of Brighton, Rochelle Smith, State Representative Jay DeBoyer, Melinda Pago, acting co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Patrice Johnson. She's been on the show many times. She's the founder of Pure Integrity for Michigan Elections. And, of course, Patty McMurray. We've had her on the show. She's the investigative reporter for the Gateway Pundit. Well, it's now going to be moved indoors 3 p.m. today. If you know anybody in Lansing or you want to attend it, it's been moved to the first floor conference room at the Bogie Tower. It's going to start at 3 p.m. They're going to be talking about these radical, unbelievable bills that the Democrats are trying to push through, not for this election, but for 2026. This is all part of their plot to get Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, elected governor in 2 years. Every single thing that they're doing, every single thing that they're trying to implement, put into our election laws, signed by Whitmer, will do everything they can to permanently enshrine cheating in our elections. I'm not going to use soft words on this anymore. They flat out want to cheat. They have in the past. Well, now they want to, instead of it being rules coming from the Secretary of State, which is what Jocelyn Benson used in 2020 and 2022, they want to legislatively change our election laws. So hopefully these people bringing attention to this, I don't know how much media will be there or not, but we'll see. And it's just, it's absolutely insanity what the Democrats are doing, but they're getting away with it. Why? Because they have a two-seat majority in the House, two-seat majority in the Senate, and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Pure and simple. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. Text me your questions for him. We're going to talk about horses. We're going to talk about cows. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Every Wednesday in our second segment of hour number one, Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And tell me a little bit about what you guys did. You were talking this text message this morning.
Yeah, my stepdaughter and myself went to the opener of the Tri-County Speed Horse Association little show there in Stalwart, Michigan, which is billed as the biggest little fair in Michigan, and did some barrels and some other speed activity. So it's pretty fun.
Cool, cool, cool. Now, you both rode in these events?
Yeah, yep. Kinley rode Willie, her horse, Willie Nelson. Kinley's last name's Nelson, so Willie Nelson. did really well. You know, it's first show that she's ever showed in with him, and he did really well. They completed all the events. Nobody fell off.
Oh, that's so, a good thing. That's a yeah. good thing. And how was she on the times? What place did she come in?
She was down towards the bottom, but you know, like I said, right now it's first show. I said, don't worry about winning; just worry about getting him out there and
right
the experience, and you getting the show experience. And that's what I love about little shows like that, and like Stalwart, because there is zero pressure, and everybody is really supportive because we've got people there that travel. You know, and run in the high divisions and run high times, and
sure.
then you got people like me, and it was pretty funny because my horse Major is a rodeo horse, so he's actually a header, if people know what that is, or an old header, and so he's the one. If you ever seen steer roping or team roping,
yeah,
you know where they have one person to rope the head, one person to rope the hind legs,
right?
And they, you know, kind of pull them tight. He's the horse that would rope the head. So we get in the little chute there where they start, and I can tell he's thinking, he's looking around, and he backs up and he puts his butt in the corner, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, okay, we can go. And he's like, and he wouldn't go at first. And this is always the thing too, when your horse doesn't do something, they're telling you something.
Right.
And that's where we need to stop. Instead of just yelling at them or, you know, get away, you know, whip or whatever. No, stop, think, why is he doing this? Yeah, he's a rodeo horse.
So he's looking for the cow.
He's looking for the steer because they can't leave that chute. And then if you ever watch rodeo, there'll be a rope strung across between the chute where the calf or the steer comes out.
Yeah.
And then where the horse is, and that's the barrier. And the steer or calf has to have a certain head start on you, so you can't go through that barrier until it releases, and there's a rope that's just kind of loosely wrapped around the cow that
sure
trigger it. So yeah, he's doing what he's trained to do, which is to stand there and wait.
Yeah, until the steer gets running out in front of him.
Figured out. We had to walk him. I had somebody come and walk him through, and we did barrels, flag, down and back, and doorway. And after about the fourth down on doorway, which was the first, which was the last class I had, so we had four classes.
Sure.
And by that time, he's like, okay, I got this figured out now. Okay, we don't have a steer. We can just go. And then he actually did better. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Now this, how old is your horse?
He'll be 8 this year.
Okay. Yep. So he started out in his younger days. That's what he did as a rodeo horse. And then yep. you bought him. And how long have you owned him?
About a year now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So this was all completely new for him.
Yep. Yep.
So that is great. Got a text message. How old is your daughter's horse?
Willie is 16. Yeah, he'll be 16
Whoa.
This year. Yep.
So, wow. So he's got a few years on him, yep. but was this his first time racing?
I think so. I don't think he's been primarily a trail horse up till now, but he is. I mean, he's not a great horse. He can be a little stubborn, and I mean, he's a horse. It's an animal, you know. They all have personalities. But the best thing about him is he's safe, and his default speed is stop. So if you quit riding or if she becomes unseated or whatever, he just stops.
And really?
Yeah. So he's a really good horse for her because he's not super sensitive, because she really doesn't have what we call a quiet seat. She still kind of bounces around a little bit up there, and he doesn't get, you know, really worked up about it.
Right. So. He lets her do her bouncing.
Yep.
I love it. So good, good, good. Well, that was a great experience. And people, I know other people with horses that have raced, and they said that It's a complete lifestyle. You absolutely have to buy into it if you're going to be serious about it.
Oh yeah, I when I talked to the wife when we were going to get horses, because I've been, as you guys know, involved in horses since I was in high school, and since last century, I can say that now.
Right?
and it is. It's a lifestyle, and it's one I enjoy, and the family's enjoying it now too. A lot of camaraderie. We went out. You know, we put up a little awning, and sat there and hung out with everybody and visited and watched the races. And yeah, it was a good time.
Good, good, good. I got a text message for you this morning. They're not really sure, but they think the dog may have gotten into some poison ivy.
Okay.
And the only reason they say it is they noticed some red blotches and he's scratching. And they thought that dogs were kind of protected because of the oils in their coat from poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that normal or does it still sometime affect dogs?
You know, I have never seen it where I could actually link it to poison ivy. Certainly 30 years of being in medicine has taught me that anything can happen, but that would not be the first thing I would think of. Right now I would be thinking bug bites. And if the blotches look like little circles,
okay.
And especially you're going to start seeing, especially this time of year, you're going to start seeing them on the belly and on thin haired areas.
Yeah.
Those are little noceum bites. Those are, it's a cutuloides species, little gnat. So I would go with that first. It's probably, they're probably bug bites, probably not poison ivy.
Okay. Very good. Oh, and they just texted back. Yes. It's on his belly.
Yep. Yeah. I'll bet those are bug bites.
Okay. Very good. Is there any topical, over the counter kind of stuff you recommend?
You could probably try putting, if it's not too bad, you can put some hydrocortisone cream on it. Not a lot, just a little bit, and that just enough to take the inflammation out. If you do that, 2-3 days, and it's not responding, then I'd call your vet.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Yeah, because that's what I use all the time when I'm out putting out Vicky signs. I don't know how or why. You think you're looking and being careful, but seems like poison ivy is everywhere this year, and yep. As soon as you get it on your hands, then of course you're going to reach up and either touch your eyes or your arm or scratch or do something, and next thing you know, it's on every limb of your body.
Yeah,
and yep. And that stuff is itchy, and just that is the best stuff out there.
Yeah.
What that says too, then again, and you say this all the time, dogs. Horses are so much like us, and we can use a lot of the same stuff we use on them as well.
Yeah. Well, really, when you look at it, you will never take a drug that has not been given to an animal first. Because the process when we develop drugs is they'll identify a molecule and they go, hey, I think this molecule, and they can run some chemical tests and they can look at the structure of it, things like that. All that organic chemistry that I've mostly forgotten since I had to know it.
Right.
And they say, hey, this looks like this might have this kind of effect. And then they move it into like petri dishes and cultures and things like that. And they go, yes, okay, this is an antibiotic. It kills bacteria. And they can run it through several things. Now, of course, way down to the end, no matter how much simulation they put in there, okay, and they can do a lot nowadays, even with like cell cultures and stuff. But at some point, you have to put it in an organism, which 99.9% of all lab animals are mice and rats. But you have to put it in there because even though you were, let's say, testing it on a culture of kidney cells, okay, but you need to put it in an organism because the organism is not just kidney cells. It is, the nervous system, the cardiovascular system, the GI system. You need to see all those systems together because you need to see what kind of effect you're going to have. Prime example of this is, which everybody knows, is Viagra. Viagra is a heart drug. It was originally built or designed for people with what's called pulmonary hypertension. Okay. They noticed it had a unique side effect. And that's how they figured out, but that's how when you get to getting it into an organism to study, that's where you're going to know that this drug will have other things. So, yeah. So any drug you
So you're saying to deal with erectile dysfunction, this was actually a byproduct of a heart medicine.
Yeah, it's a heart medicine. I actually have two or three dogs here that are on Viagra for their hearts.
Huh.
Yep, it is a heart medicine.
Wow.
It just has a unique side effect.
Yeah. Yeah, let's leave it at that since this is PG radio show. Yep. All right. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about, and this comes up all the time, the operations and different things that go on there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, is there more activity in dogs being out more, running, people are traveling, doing different things. Do you see an increase in the summertime of what goes on in operations, or is it kind of slowed down because everybody's just laid back and having a good summer? How does that go? What's your cycle there at Sioux Animal Hospital?
Oh, no, we get busy in the summer. Everybody's outside. Usually our slow months are November, December, because everybody's inside, the dogs are inside, so they're not out running around breaking bones or getting into porcupine quills, which has been the common thing this month or this week so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, porcupines are out, everybody, just so you know, because we've had about five dogs so far this week that we've had to pull quills out of. So, yeah, people are outside, people are moving around, and then you have all the tourists, and then all the Michiganders have come back for Michigan's third peninsula. Like I say, a lot of people don't realize that Michigan actually has three peninsulas. We've got, you know, the upper peninsula, and, you know, then we have the lower peninsula, and then we have Florida.
That's right. Yeah. It's peninsula as well. That's great.
But all snowbirds are back, so, you know, our population swells, and then we have all the, you know, the tourists and whatnot.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, excellent. Well, I want to give out the phone number for you folks to be able to store it in your phone, 906 area code 635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Make sure you store it in your phone. Save it. If you have any other questions for Dr. Jeff or you want to schedule an appointment. Also wanted to get in. I got a text message real quick. Dental appointments, are you still taking them, or are they too late for the spring cleanings, or what are you looking at?
No, we're still taking them. Routine dentals, we are, you know, it's just like when you call your dentist, if it's just routine cleaning or routine dental, you're a couple months out right now. Okay. Just because we can only run so many people through. If it's a, you know, a more of a medical issue where there's a cracked tooth or there's pain or there's disease going on, we try to get those in sooner.
Okay, kind of make exceptions for those.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate the information, and tell your daughter good job. We're okay. Glad to hear young people getting involved. That is great.
Yep, get them off the screens. Get them outside.
Yes, absolutely. Get them off those screens. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you very much. And again, every Wednesday, if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, just text them into me and we'll get them to Dr. Jeff. And we appreciate you taking time out of your morning this morning, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bottom of the hour news, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought